Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I didn't do an April Fool's joke on April 1st, but on April 20th, I made a point with a headline that's going live here in just a few minutes, and it's that verdict reached in the Chauvin trial, because the verdict's already been reached. The Democrats, the deep state, the globalists have this country primed to blow and to hold America hostage, so there's so much violence, so much shooting, so much killing, so much burning, that when the mainstream media says somebody needs to be convicted, they will be convicted. And when the media decides to not cover something, they can get away with murder. They want control of the local police. That's what Soros and the deep state lust after. They're Bolsheviks 2.0. Soros admits he's a Bolshevik. Studied the Bolsheviks 100 years ago, 104 years ago. And you'll know everything you need to know. They admit they're Bolsheviks. They admit their plan is Bolshevik. And it's updated with a Maoist operation. The cop didn't want to go to jail. The cop didn't want to kill him. It was an out-of-control situation. Did the cop get in trouble for negligence or problem? Sure. She go to, but that isn't the issue. We're being held hostage. So no matter whether he gets convicted or not, this country is now being held hostage. And here's some of the locals frothing after Maxine Waters came and basically told them to go out and be violent, saying, we're in control now. This is the Bolshevik model, the French Revolution model. Here it is.
They're going to find them guilty, man. They're going to tear this town up. We're going to say it just like that. We're going to tear this town up.
Hey, I'm Lisa with the Daily Caller. Today we are in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where Dante Wright was fatally shot. And we're asking people what they expect the city to look like if Derek Chauvin is found not guilty of murder. Let's see what they say.
I think the city's going to look like if Chauvin is found not guilty of...
Oh, y'all, we're going to be fucked up.
If those cops get off, not only will they burn downtown down, they're going to burn all of downtown down.
I think it'll burn.
Businesses are going to burn again. A lot are going to get broken into.
It looks like it did before. When they killed him,
I look like Minneapolis dead, straight like that. It will.
Now, if he's found not guilty, maybe it needs to burn.
It's gonna be chaos either way.
I'm scared.
I think it'll probably be worse than it was the past couple nights for sure.
They do what they do.
Yeah.
Now go about your business.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead and go.
Yeah.
Go ahead about your business.
This is what they call it.
Wipe out the next person real quick.
They call this go appeal. Yeah, go up for an appeal.
Probably the exact same as it was last summer.
We shouldn't be standing right here having no f***ing conversation, because if they use their training and the shit that they supposed to do, this shit wouldn't constantly be happening. But they don't give a f***. Look at their training. Oh, it's a taser and you shot a motherfucker. Look at their training. You put a knee on a motherfucking neck and you killing somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of f***ing training is this? You know, this ain't training. This ain't no f***ing training.
I would not feel at rest just if those charges, you know, he was found guilty at. I wouldn't expect anybody to feel at ease with that.
They killed their own girl. No, he's just trying to get away so he don't get killed. He shot him in the car.
All right, I can't watch any more of this. It goes on, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. And all these liberal women, double, triple masked. We got another big study out how it kills you wearing a mask, but they don't care. They love the ignorance. And these black guys don't care about 2,000 dead black people in Chicago at the hands of black people, and like 20 people dead at the hands of white people. Black people. No, it's all about feeling good because the media tells you so, and going out there and acting like idiots. When meanwhile, thousands of people are dying a day of fentanyl overdoses, just like George Floyd did. But the media tells you when to get upset. They don't tell you to get upset about all the black people dying from the vaccine that's poisoned. They don't tell you to worry about the tens of millions starving to death all over the third world, most of them Africa, from the Great Reset. No, because you don't care about that. You like to feel like you're part of the establishment and part of the media when the big banks and the universities and CNN, MSNBC, and a rich congresswoman tell you to go out and burn stuff down when she's on the payroll of the communist Chinese that run giant death camps killing millions of people. But you don't care about that.
You just care about feeling good all day and buying into leftist race war because you're dumbasses. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. You've already got the verdict. America's a joke. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products to you at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I didn't do an April Fool's on April Fool's. I never do it, but I did one today. Watch live. Verdict reached in Chauvin trial. America is being divided and conquered. That's the verdict. But really, it's not even tongue-in-cheek. It's a straightforward thing. It doesn't matter in the scheme of things about George Floyd or about Chauvin. They're both humans. They both have red blood. God made them both. I mean, they matter to God. But to the globalists, they don't matter. They're just pawns in this game. I guarantee you, George Floyd didn't want to get addicted to methamphetamine and to fentanyl. And I guarantee you, the cop that turned out was friends with him and worked at the same club with him didn't want to kill him. But they're humans. And so we're flawed, and things go wrong, and bad things happen. But now the media can sit there and divide and conquer us and control us. Turns out they've gone to the former home. I'll cover it next segment. Guys, got my article out there, the printer, thanks. Of one of the defense witnesses. Went to his home, hadn't lived there in 2 years, threw a dead pig head on his property, on the former property, and spread blood all over it. We'll show you all that coming up next segment. There's some of it right there. Barry Broad's former residence. And they went to the other jurors' homes because CBS doxed them yesterday. CBS said, here's who they are, so you can go harass them. Because the corporate media that sells you all these illegal wars and Chinese slave camps, and that we need to change the gender of our little boys, and that the nuclear family needs to be ended for black people. Hell, that was the goal of the Great Society. Now they just admit it. They want power over us to decide who gets convicted and who doesn't. They don't want a jury, half of which is black. Unprecedented. Per capita, it should be one black person if you go off race on that jury. But it's half black. And they're going to their houses, too, saying, we don't trust you to look at the evidence and decide whether we're going to put this guy in jail for the rest of his life. We're going to burn everything down, and we're going to come to your houses if you don't do what we say. Now, the American response is, I'm going to do the right thing off the evidence, and I'm going to ignore your terrorism. But let me tell you something. A lot of Americans don't act like that and don't behave like that. I've been involved in jury trials. I've been involved in situations we later learned where the media got involved in contact with the jurors and said, if you don't do the right thing, we're going to dox your ass. That's how corrupt the corporate media is. They're not media. They're terrorists. They're the enemies of this country. And they're the ones that cover up the government chipping in drugs to the black neighborhoods. They're the ones covering up the black-on-black crime. They're the ones covering up the veterans commit suicide. 20 plus a day. They're the ones deindustrializing our nation. They're the ones putting up 5G. They're the ones poisoning us. They're the ones bringing in illegal aliens and giving them $15,000 when citizens get nothing as we go bankrupt. They're the enemy. They work for the foreign banks. They work for the ultra-rich. They work for the establishment. And when you go along with the mainstream media or the universities or the power structure or Hollywood, you're working for the man, the bad man, the globalist man, the New World Order man. And that's a fact. So I don't give a rat's behind what color you are. What I care about is what's going on between your ears. And the New World Order hates every one of us because they serve the wicked one that came to kill, steal, and destroy God's creation. And it's time to transcend this divide and conquer and come together and understand what's going to happen. But I can tell you, Drew Hernandez is going to be popping on tonight during a special broadcast when this verdict comes out. It could be tonight, tomorrow, could be in 10 minutes, could be in 5 minutes. But the fact that you're watching mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, hype this up and say, if we don't get justice, a loaded question, what do we do if he isn't convicted? Well, we burn this son of a bitch. And Maxine Waters out there with her virtue signaling mask and her face mask, all crazy-eyed, is emblematic of this national possession that we're under. We need a national exorcism. So we've already got riots and burnings, the police stations getting shot up and burned all over the country. And Maxine Waters said, well, that's what civil rights looks like. But she doesn't say a word about 3 million Muslims in death camps, 1 million Christians in death camps, 1 million Buddhists in death camps. No. She'll pick one of the 14 black men killed each year in a wrongful situation out of 350 million people, and she'll make a huge deal about that all day and act like that's all the world's problems to distract from the fact that she's a monster that sold out to China 30 years ago and deindustrialized this country, and that she promotes Planned Parenthood that was established to kill black people. Can you imagine if I set up a group that's mission was to, quote, kill black weeds? Kill black subhumans. That's who she works with. That's who she really funds. And I see what they've done to black people and everybody else for that matter. They just started on them, so they're farther down than us. You think I feel strong as a human watching them brainwashed, dumbed down, drugged out, dying, killing each other? It makes me feel like a sack of garbage. But to people like her and the Democrats and Joe Biden that pass the laws to if a black guy gets busted with drugs, he gets 3 times the sentence of a white person. To those real elitists, because they're beyond racist, they're elitist. They see us as animals. They see us weak and falling apart and dying and going bankrupt. They see that and it makes them feel big inside. Makes them feel strong. Because the truth is they're fallen and they're ugly and they're stupid and they're bad, these globalists. They're black, they're white, they're Christian, they're Catholic, they're Jewish, they're Muslim, they're Chi-Com, they're everything. They're from all our groups. But they're of their father, the dirty, lying, stinking, loser-ass devil that's a loser. So he wants to take the world with him, and all his children are exactly the same. So I thank my lucky stars, and I thank Jesus Christ and his Father that I'm not in the same club as Hillary, and I'm not in the same club as any of these devil-worshipping, knuckle-dragging animals. But kissing the ass of the left and kissing the ass of idiots, whether they be black or white or Hispanic, running around spouting leftist talking points like it's some magic they've got, like hocus pocus. No, you tell them they're wrong and you tell them they're idiots and you stop kissing their ass. Because they've organized all the losers into these clubs to think going around and bullying us and pushing everybody around is how they're going to get their reparations or their fair share or their tuition paid for or their this or that. It's only in this final season you get a little money for selling out $15,000 to an illegal alien, quote, free tuition, this and that. They're just getting you there for the collapse. They're just getting you used to having everything paid for so that you are their slave. Like a pig you fatten up before you slaughter it. And the footage of people being blocked in their own neighborhoods, being attacked, and then the media was calling this guy a white supremacist. He looks like he's Hispanic or Asian. He's being assaulted and the police come and arrest him because those are gods. Those are Black Lives Matter. Those are trendies who are there to stop you, and the police aren't going to let you get to your house. They're going to attack your car. They're going to push you around because they work for Soros and the Chi-Coms and Hollywood and the media and the universities and the banks and the radical Islamicists and all the big powers of the world. They're the establishment when they censor you. They're the establishment when they burn you down. They're the establishment when they run over you or when they shoot you. And deep down they know it, and they finally feel like, whether they be black or white, they're part of the power structure, and they're going to get their moment of power when all they really are is useful idiot dumbasses. Opening the door to their own destruction. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crew, and it's just an honor to be around these type of souls who love liberty, who are indomitable, and who have a fighting spirit. It just makes me feel strong, and it was really great. And O'Keefe turned to me after dinner, and he said, hey, we're going to give you a big exclusive tomorrow. We're going to actually let you break it at 11 a.m., and it's another terrorist. They caught at the border and a cover-up of what happened. They were given the internal documents. That is breaking in 10 minutes at Infowars.com. And NewsWars.com, and it's going to be breaking simultaneously over at Project Veritas. And so we're uploading the video report that they gave us last night right now to band.video. That is coming up. But as we sit here and watch the Chauvin show trial and experts harassed, jurors' homes visited, the media threatening them, CBS doxing them, I mean, this is levels of criminal activity never seen in the U.S., while they throw the book at journalists like our journalist, Sam, who went in the Capitol peacefully and shot the entire situation peacefully. CNN's allowed to be inside. National Geographic's allowed to be inside. He's not because he's a Trump supporter. He didn't break in. The police waved him in. But they want to put him in prison for 7 years. But Jaden X, well, they've already let him out and aren't doing anything to him. Because he's Antifa and he was paid by CNN to go in and say, let's burn this mother effer down. And of course, CNN hired him because he's black, so they can blame black people when stuff burns down. That's in the Antifa documents we got 3 years ago from 2015. We got them a few years after that, where Obama was trying to get Antifa to train and prepare blacks to burn down cities so blacks would get the blame. Man, with friends like that, who needs enemies, ladies and gentlemen? And so that's all the manipulation. But I want to shift gears into this right now. And I think the best place to start is with a very important report by Greg Reese. It's in the Greg Reese section of band.video. And all of this, after I play this report, will tie into this article on Infowars.com. Biden administration bans ICE and CPB from using dehumanizing language such as illegal alien. Under Latin, the Romans said if someone was from outside, it just means alien, not of the group. In foreign countries, in Mexico, they call you an alien. You put on the paperwork. That's how it is. But now they've already taught us to call these people all migrants, but they're the ones dehumanizing. They're the ones trafficking. They're the ones in the Senate report from 5.5 years ago admitting that 10,000 plus children in one survey were placed with smugglers and sex traffickers. Some were killed. So if you humanize them and actually want to know what's going on with them, you're dehumanizing and pointing out this is all illegal. This is all smuggling. Like when we caught the smuggler packing kids in the back of the car, they go, hey, we're allowed to do this now. Don't call us a smuggler, even though it's still illegal. They're just saying, hey, except it's not. Like drag queen story time or topless bars, now having adult men dress as women like clowns, they're not even dressed like women, having small children get up on stage as they shout profanities at them and tell them they want to have sex with them and stick money in little boys dressed like girls' G-strings at midnight. But this isn't sexual abuse. No, this isn't something out of a nightmare. No. Disgusting video shows children being paraded around and dragged. Show cash tips being thrown at them. That ties in with Hollywood movie star, the star of The Passion of the Christ, exposes adrenochrome and child sex trafficking, and we commend his courage. The video's at band.video. It's your mission to share the video if you choose to accept your mission. Here's the report.
If you were to watch Schindler's List, you would say, boy, that was terrible. I wish I was around that. Maybe I could have done something. You can do something now. Because they're pulling kids out of the darkest recesses of hell right now, in dumps and all kinds of places. The adrenochroming of children.
Actor Jim Caviezel is being ridiculed and defamed in the mainstream news for speaking out against child trafficking. While promoting his new film, Sound of Freedom, based on the true story of former U.S. government agent Tim Ballard, who quit his job to devote his life to rescuing children from global sex traffickers. Jim Caviezel described what adrenochrome is.
Essentially, you have adrenaline in your body. I'll just simplify it. And when you are scared, you produce adrenaline. If you're an athlete, you get in the fourth quarter, you have adrenaline that comes out of you. If a child knows he's going to die, his body will secrete this adrenaline, and they have a lot of terms that they use.
The Mockingbird media responded by firing a chorus of headlines into the brainwashed minds of the public, all to the tune of, adrenochrome and the consumption of children is a dangerous right-wing lie. But it isn't. Millions of people waking up from the generational sleepy lie of pop culture are seeing the ugly truth, seeing the millions of babies aborted each year, sold for fetal body parts, seeing old women rub aborted fetal tissue into their skin to appear younger, and seeing official science comparing young blood to the fountain of youth. It doesn't matter how many times the lying fake news media decries QAnon, conspiracy theorists, or right-wingers. Millions are now seeing what they have been busy hiding. The trafficking of children, slavery. Caviezel warned that the film may never be seen because there are very famous people in Hollywood involved in child trafficking.
And once they see the ships that they transport the children in and all of this stuff, well, there's no other film like this. Our industry can't make this film right now because of a lot of people that are involved in it all over the world that are in this. And many of these people are very famous.
He even mentioned dumbs.
Because they're pulling kids out of the darkest recesses of hell right now, in dumbs and all kinds of places.
Deep underground military bases, which we were warned about in 1995 by former government engineer turned whistleblower Phil Schneider. People have always been telling us this ugly truth. Alex Jones and David Icke, William Cooper, Manly P. Hall, all the way back to Aristotle. And now it's all coming out into the open. The apocalypse. The revealing of what was once hidden. Like Plato's allegory of the cave, there are millions who keep themselves ignorantly buried in the mainstream lie. But millions of us are awakening to the evil truth. And we demand justice.
And these people that do it, there'll be no mercy for them.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
On a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working in the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with mine.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here with you. Thank you for joining us on this live April 20th Tuesday transmission. I want to hit this exclusive Project Veritas news that they exclusively gave us to break first. They're breaking it basically simultaneously as we break it here in a moment. But the level of pandering, the level of grifting, the level of fake garbage from Biden and Facebook and big tech with the George Floyd thing has hit new lows, and I'll cover that in a moment. George Floyd's brother says President Biden called his family to say he's praying for them when he's involved with the Chinese shipping the fentanyl in that killed his brother and passed the laws to give blacks three times a prison sentence of whites and tried to block Trump. Meanwhile, Facebook removes posts by Breonna Taylor's mother criticizing Black Lives Matter, saying they never helped her and they're full of crap. Wow. So now the mother of Breonna Taylor, who was killed wrongly, and Senator Paul passed a law to try to stop the no-knock warrants being used too much, he gets beat up for passing a law to protect her. It's all upside down. The cops get beat up for trying to do that. It's all upside down. Next level sick. But here's the breaking Project Veritas news, exclusive up on Infowars.com. Appreciate James O'Keefe giving us this, because he was talking to me. He goes, you know, you heard about this suspected terrorist on the terrorist watch list. They caught us. I said, oh, you mean the two guys? He goes, no. That was a week ago, and then they ordered that taken down off the Internet. Biden did, just like he says, don't call me illegal aliens. Well, don't call them terrorists on the terror watch list out of Yemen. Well, another one's been grabbed. Project Veritas exclusive Department of Homeland Security insider leaks, quote, significant event report showing suspected terrorists being tracked and apprehended on U.S.-Mexico border. This is the third one in a couple of weeks, and they want this shut down. So, folks, get the article out. It has the exclusive video embedded in it in the article at Infowars.com. Here's the report.
Hello, everyone. Breaking news. Project Veritas has just received this confidential report from an insider at the Department of Homeland Security. This report is a, quote, significant event report. It shows a Yemen national named Al-Bakari, a known associate of four Yemens on the terrorist watch list, was traveling through Panama with them before being encountered at the Mexicali airport in Mexico on Monday, April 12th. Now, Al-Bakari was then released into the general public by the government of Mexico, and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol anticipates that Al-Bakari will be encountered at the U.S. southern border within the next several days. That means that this guy is going to be encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border, and this document, we've redacted some bits of it here, but it actually shows his face. It's a unclassified document, but what titled Law Enforcement Sensitive. We've seen that that nomenclature on a lot of these documents obtained from our insiders. Now, this is extremely concerning, considering the state and crisis at our southern border. Just last week, two other Yemeni nationals on the FBI's terrorism watch list were arrested after illegally crossing the border from Mexico into California. Even Al-Bakari's brother, who is also on the terrorism watch list, supposedly works at Burger King in Mexicali, Mexico, just south of California on the border. Now, they say it's not a crisis, but when people associated with those on the terrorism watch list are about to cross the border, we'd say that's a crisis. I just got a message from one of our insiders at the Customs and Border Patrol. This person says, quote, we're processing the people flooding our border while watching your CNN videos and laughing. So we appreciate our insiders and whistleblowers inside the U.S. and Customs and Border Protection, Department of Homeland Security. Keep it coming, guys. We'll keep the videos coming.
Again, the full report is at Infowars.com. Very pleased and honored to be working directly with Project Veritas and the amazing work they do.
Well, you've got your diamond and you...
And the system is definitely scared of all the work that we are doing here together. So my message to the New World Order is, don't play with me. Don't play with us. Because you're playing with fire.
Your mother, she's an heiress. Owns a block in St. John's Wood.
Globalists want to burn down America. They want to hold the police and our local governments hostage, so they roll over, and a lot of them are.
But don't play.
They're playing with fire.
Me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Playing with fire now, aren't they? Fire has a way of getting away from you. Way of blowing back. Burning you real bad. That's why I don't play with fire. Because what did old George Washington say? Old George, our leader. What did he say? He said, fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. But you're the ones playing with fire. You're the one letting it out of the box, and you don't control it.
Now
And those that release the fire are almost always the ones burned by the fire. You must respect the fire. And you must keep the fire at arm's length. But those of you that embrace the fire of 666 will be burned by the fire. You cannot contain the fire. You are not in command of the fire. Because you're playing with fire. Want to play God? You're not. Now let's speak of that devil. These three articles at InfoWars.com and Band.video all tie together inexorably. Disgusting video that is hard for me to watch. You're lucky if you're a radio listener. Shows children, and by the way, when we air stuff like this, this is not even the really bad stuff, where grown men with erections have glitter on their genitals in Austin at public events, and children hop up and down on it. And then we air that, and stations go, hey, we're going to drop your show. If you air that, I call up the station managers. I've done this many times. I go, I agree with you. That's very obscene. That was done in downtown Austin, out in the middle of downtown. It was done in a hotel, in a hotel ballroom. PBS shows kids hit by napalm in Vietnam. That helped end the war. A girl running down the street, her skin falling off. You think I like looking at that? They're doing it to little kids. What am I supposed to do? But the station said, we understand. Just people can't handle it. Okay. I can show this video. There's no naked kids or naked men on this. This is men hooping and hollering in a strip club at night. And you've got some black woman that will go and thinking this is cute and fun. Because Hollywood acts like men in drag is like a cool thing. Because they were preparing you for the priest class. These globalists dress up like clowns, and they tell you in all the videos we see, we are priests, we're here to groom your children, and they have upside-down crosses on, and it's a bunch of perverts and pedophiles and sickos parading children up on stage and throwing money at them and saying, we had to bleep it, I want to F you, I want to suck you. So when we come back, I'm going to show you playing with fire. Because if we put up with this stuff, and I've got videos going back years of where they bring up little kids at strip bars and throw money at 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old boys. Now, nobody puts up with this being done to girls. Well, that's a little girl. You don't do that. The little boy's like, get up there and dress like a girl and you be tough. And they're 9, 10, 11 years old in front of hundreds of shouting, fat, obese, stinking men with John Wayne Gacy clown makeup on. Creepier than hell. Absolutely frightening. And a lot of times they do mock sacrifice, pulling bloody babies out of their stomachs and everything. You've seen those videos. We'll show you that when we come back. And these children are totally freaked out. You can see a lot of times they drug the kids, and a lot of times they have sex with them. And this is just open evil in your face, in the face of God, because if you don't stand up against it, then God removes the edge of protection, and we are destroyed. The globalists are doing this as a ritual to lower our defenses, to lower our shields. They're now clear to fire.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Seek to destroy innocence. And when we bow down to them, well, we get destroyed. And speaking of that, since you're radio listeners, you don't have to see this, you're lucky. I'm going to play the latest article. Yet another disgusting video has emerged of children being paraded around during a late-night drag queen show in L.A. as they are encouraged to take cash tips and members of the crowd who tell them, "I want to F you." The woman filming the video expresses her revulsion of the scene, commenting, "Why in the hell do these people got these effing little bitty kids at this effing drag show? It's 11:40 at night, these kids, these children, in a effing drag show in L.A. And I don't know what it is about women liking this. When I was getting divorced, a couple of gorgeous women that lived in the condos with me, well, one of them didn't live there, said, "Hey, we want to take you to this drag show contest." And I'm like, "I don't really go to topless bars." And they go, no, this is tasteful. It was in North Austin. I lived in downtown then. I was like a year into my divorce. I wasn't divorced yet. I'm like, okay, I'll go with you. And they were two gorgeous brunettes, took me. And I get there, and I go, "What the hell? This is like half of these are men. And the smell of the hormones, I was sick." And then they all got mad at me that I was there. They're like, "Well, you're right. We didn't know it was all men. We thought there'd be a few here. Let's go." But I remember, and we were there like 15 minutes in this theater. Because you get in, you see it, you know, you get to the line, and it was packed with people. And I remember there were like 12, 13, 14-year-old kids there that didn't look too happy to be there. So, see, there's this whole societal thing. Like, Bob Hope dresses up like a woman. They do it at Bohemian Grove. They have all these movies about drag queens and how cool they are. And, you know, it's a fun stunt. Steven Crowder did it, and it's funny. I even thought about doing it. Because, you know, it could be a funny Halloween costume. I'm not saying people are bad if they've done that. But the way the media desensitized this, now if you look at drag queen story time around the world, not just here, fun about the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates funds it as well. It's come out through his subsidiaries. It's like really gross-looking dudes. Well, like clowns, like demons, and then the kids sit in their laps, and, the men make all these weird faces, like, I mean, you've seen the videos, we played them, and they pull out babies out of their stomachs, bleeding, fake babies, maybe roll that if you can find it. I mean, you can't, it's really satanic. It's very macabre. And, yeah, this is some footage in Austin, right? Stations complain about this, so don't show the part with the guy totally naked with glitter, with children humping him. I mean, but it's like a dude with a major schlong, and there's kids riding him, but he's got glitter on his genitals, so it's covered. I mean, this is all illegal. And so I just couldn't imagine being a child and being around these, because it's a pack of lunatics. I mean, they're all on drugs. They're on all sorts of crazy hormones. They're doing all sorts of insane things, and I've been around it for 15 minutes, and it made me physically sick, and we ran out of there and got away. Yeah, watch this. This was praised by the media a few years ago. This person says they're a devil worshiper. He says he's a woman, and then he pulls out the baby and kills it and then drinks the blood. So, but this is what's really going on. That's called lesser magic. They show you publicly what they're doing or what they desire internally, and it's about a man saying, I'm a woman. And by saying he's a woman, he takes over that power and then says, I'm going to kill the baby. And these women sit around and act like it's really sexy and it's powerful. And these men all act like they're getting off on it. Like, this is really avant-garde. This is really... So they live off our free society. They live off the largesse. And they just do whatever they want. With like two-year-old girls having big fat men come up and shake their ass in their face. So let's go ahead and show the latest video of them. I want to have sex with you. I want to... Just screaming like a howling mob of demons. At two little boys dressed like girls. They look like maybe 8, 9, 10 years old. Here it is.
Why in the hell these people got these little bit of ass kids? And this drag show, y'all.
But it's 11:30
at night. It is 11:40 at night. These people have children in a drag show in L.A. on the big
USA! USA!
Look at this bullshit now. Look, they giving them money, yo. Little girls now. Look at this. They're throwing money at these little girls.
They're little boys being inducted into sex slavery. Highest incidence of suicide, highest incidence of drug abuse, highest incidence of every HIV, you name it, in the, quote, drag queen society, drag queen operation. And it's transhumanism. They can get you to accept that. They can get you to accept anything. Don't forget the big exclusive Project Veritas report, just broke at Infowars.com, with the terrorists being caught again and the cover-up. But this all ties in with Hollywood movie star exposes adrenochrome and child sex trafficking. And the media demonizes him. Hell, they keep babies alive and sell their organs. Governor Northam admits that. This is all hiding in plain view. And Richard Dawkins canceled his 1996 Humorist of the Year after tweets about transgenders and the attack on women's rights. So's J.K. Rowling. So's all of them. It's simply the takeover of our civilization. Let me tell you who we got coming up for you today. Haven't had him on in probably 5-6 years. He's a medical doctor, a zoologist, made major discoveries, helped educate me about so much. Dr. Joel Wallach's going to be popping in on a host of issues. Then Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, will give his take on the latest in the Chauvin trial. And then Robert Barnes will be popping in after that. And then Paul Joseph Watson will host the fourth hour. I've only scratched the surface on a lot of this key information so far. But let me just real quick throw this out at everybody right now. We are listener supported. And I appreciate you, and you're doing an amazing job. And we've done things in the past that ended up having a huge effect. I guess I took Endgame off my desk. Somebody bring me an Endgame, please. Thanks. But we are offering my film that's been censored and been blocked and been attacked and been taken off Amazon when it was number one. And so I thought, hey, I'm going to print 20,000 copies of this bad boy, and I'm going to sell them for $3.95 a piece. We figure that'll help fund the operation, but sell them as close to cost as we can. And we've almost sold out of the 20,000 copies. So bravo, folks. Bravo. They buy one for $14.95, buy two for $9.95 each, three for $8.95, five for $5.95, five copies for $5.95 a piece, or 10 for $3.95 a piece. And most people, I salute you, are buying 10. A big, nice HD DVD with all the extras exposing the whole Great Reset, the whole New World Order operation. And it's got a zero country code. It plays anywhere in the world. And there's no copy protection. In fact, if you get it, get the old DVD player out. Get the DVD burner out. Make copies. Go to your church. Go everywhere and say, hey, you're not supposed to see this. It's been banned. You've heard Alex Jones has been demonized. He predicted and laid out their whole Great Reset using a fake virus 14 years ago with their own documents. This is the film. And people, it's already trended on the top of Twitter like five times the last month. They're so pissed. Alex Jones was right. Hashtag Alex Jones was right. This is what I was right about. This, people are really freaking out over Endgame because you watch it and they go, is this real time? How do you know? I don't get the credit. God gets the credit for touching my heart and going after the globalists in their own research. So if you wonder how I know all this stuff before, it's in Endgame. And I call it Operation Endgame. And I just ordered 20,000 more of these bad boys today. So that is great, great news. 20,000 of these in the last, it's like 15,000 last week. The 5,000 are about to sell out, but that's okay. It only takes a week. They're going to print it up in good old-fashioned Chicago, America. It's all American-made, the DVDs, the printers, the workers, everything. And be part of Operation Endgame, War in the World, Stop the Great Reset. But the key is, if you order 100,000 of these, we already sold 300,000 over the years, that's going to do a little something. Get them on Access TV or give them to police chiefs or other decision-makers, members of Congress. But if you burn copies, and you say, here's the forbidden information. Burn your own and pay it forward. This film is banned. This exposed it all. I've done chain reactions before I ever went viral on the internet with DVDs of my film, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. We have no idea what happened. Everybody had them. I'd be in gas stations in the middle of nowhere walking. They'd have three stacks of them sitting there. That happened like 20 times to me. So you have the power when you take action, when you're unleashed. Operation Endgame, get them now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. Bill Gates hopes you don't hear.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Again, I...